India's printing presses have never been busier. Industry analysts estimate total daily newspaper circulation has hit 80 million copies, divided among almost 2,000 different papers. The country's newspaper registrar lists more than 62,000 publications, including weeklies, monthlies, and corporate newspapers. Shubert Ghosh, editor of the website Newswatch India, says the market has tremendous room for growth as both the economy and literacy expand.
There are about roughly 396 million people here in India who can read and write but do not read newspapers. Now that's almost twice the existing market, so there is a lot of virgin territory there.
While much of the focus is on the elite urban English language readership, Ghosh says the real boom is in the countryside.
You have a big market there. Now you have to see who are the people who are capturing this market. These are all language dealers. These are not English newspapers.
But new English language papers are also appearing, in large part because of the amount of advertising targeted at well-heeled English-reading urbanites. Studies by Indian research firms show that advertising is growing by 15 to 20% annually. One new English language entrant is Mint, a joint venture of India's Hindustan Times and the United States' Wall Street Journal. Mint has entered a marketplace already crowded with four major business dailies. One of Mint's journalists is Mitra Kalita, who worked for the Washington Post in the U.S.
Our core audience is dealing with the West, in a lot of cases on a daily, in some cases hourly basis. And I think that's creating a shift in the whole country.
Kalita is the type of reader Mint wants: multilingual, well-traveled, highly educated, and internet savvy. Her boss, Raju Narasetty, predicts it will be some time before the internet cuts into Indian newspaper sales as it has in the West, noting that less than 5% of Indian households have internet connections.
There's no question that 10, 15 years from now, the media cycle will be very similar to what's happening in the West. But until then, it's a good ride. Circulation is still growing, and growing in high single digits and sometimes double digits.
Not everyone can get in on the ride, however. The market is not fully open to all players. Indian law limits foreigners to 26% ownership of newspapers, and papers must limit content purchased from outside India to 20%. Narasetty says that puts newspapers at a disadvantage to cable TV stations, which face no such restrictions.
I think it's much more of a knee-jerk political reaction, and when the ruling coalition is supported and stays in power because of the left parties, it's very hard for anybody to come forward openly and say, I'm going to go back for a foreign media company. It's political suicide.
Still, Western media companies have an eye on the money to be made here. Analysts say watch the headlines for news that India will come under greater pressure in trade talks to open its media market further. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.